Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoyitz, Ois Aleph, Shir number 40, a very important topic of Avas Loim Deyatayro, the importance of loving Talmidei Chachamim. And we last discussed the importance of supporting, and when we say supporting, we mean financially, supporting Talmidei Chachamim. And we said even more so that if we have an obligation and a responsibility to support people who are not our brothers and sisters, literally, they're not your blood relatives, and we have an obligation. Even more so, if you have your blood relative, if you have a blood relative, even more so, that you have a responsibility and obligation to support them as well. Omnam, very important, however. Very important, however. In your mind, it should be bolded, underlined, highlighted, neon, flashing, omnam. Do not become arrogant that you're supporting your relative, you're supporting someone else. Do not become arrogant. And don't look down at other people. Don't look down at other people. I've, in my lifetime, come across both sides. I've come across people who are so benevolent and so appreciative of the opportunity to give oxygen to their neshama by supporting Torah. They feel it, they mean it, they believe it. And I've seen other people, I'm telling you, you could cut through the arrogance with a knife. The way they feel that they're the boss, they're in charge because of the few dollars that they made a donation with. The arrogance is just, I'm sorry to say, is just disgusting. Here the Pel Yoyitz tells us, lo yekel, chas v'sholoim. So the person should not look down at anybody who he gives money to support, that he's the one, the financer of the whole project. And he should not be patting himself on the back. It's because of me. I'm the one who is supporting this individual, this institution. The person who Hashem granted the gift of money, he is a shliach, he is a messenger from Hashem. He is a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember years ago, I was learning yeshiva in Kailu. So, I was walking out of the Beis Medrash. Friend of mine comes over, he says, he hands me an envelope. It was the Kailu check. So I said to him, thank you. So he says to me, you're welcome, but I'm just a mailman. I'm just a delivery boy. I went to the office, they gave me a stack of envelopes, I'm giving it to you. You should be polite anyway, so I said, thank you. Hey, someone gives you something, right? Especially a check, right? So then he says to me something, and I've had numerous conversations with him, with the friend of mine here, and I cannot tell you every conversation I had with him. This conversation, which was, I don't know, over 18 years ago, because I'm here 18 years, I remember like yesterday. He says to me, the same way I feel like I'm a mailman, and I'm just giving you the check that I got from the office, this is how the people who gave the tzedakah to the yeshiva, so then they can write the check to you and everyone else, that's how they should feel as well. This is what he said to me. Reb David said to me, I'm not going to say his last name, okay, he wouldn't appreciate that. Reb David said to me that the same way I am the mailman, they have to realize, and that's what the Pel Yoyitz is teaching us. They're the mailman. Hashem gave him the money to give it out. That's why Hashem gave it. Now, we're going to discuss soon. We have to show Akar Sataiv. There's no question about it. Right now, we're focusing on the usher. Right now, we're focusing on the one who writes the check. What's his perspective? What's his attitude? How should he feel? Yoyser, and let's discuss this now, because more than the usher is assisting the ani. The ani is assisting the asher. Says the Pelayoitz, Voy oid elosh yoiser, mimasha oise, ho asher. Even more than what the wealthy person, the one who's writing the check, is giving the ani, oise ho ani ma asher. She zoiche ba'avuroi le'oilom shakuloi toiv. He merits a world because of this tzedakah. That's kuloi toiv. We don't know what this means. We don't know what kuloi toiv means. Let me ask you a question. Did anyone ever get frustrated driving behind someone else who doesn't know how to drive? And every time you have to go somewhere, for whatever reason, you feel like they're following you, but they're in front of you because you have to make a right turn. So then they're making and they're going 10 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. And you're wondering, what is going on with these people? And you're about to make a right. You figure, I'm going to take a shortcut, make a right. They make the right. This is a kleina zachia. This is nothing. But people get annoyed. You ever get annoyed? I got annoyed. I'll be honest with you. It gets annoying. You're trying to go a 2-minute drive. It takes half an hour. It gets annoying. This is the smallest of the smallest of the smallest of nothing. But I see everybody who's driven like all of us, we've been there. We can't appreciate because milsa de lo yirame inish levadaiti. Something that never happened to a person. He can't comprehend it. We don't know what a world of kulay toiv means. I'm just giving you an example of one smallest, minutest nothing, of nothing. And yet we get annoyed about it. Myself included. Yes, I have to work on myself. That's why I'm learning Musa. When the usher writes the check for the ani, he is giving himself the opportunity to have a world of kulay toiv. You know what that means? He gets in the car, he drives to his destination, nobody's blocking. My daughter's learning how to drive now, so I tell her, I point out to her all the time. I say, look, you see what that person did? Yeah. Right? She has to know how to drive. I said, driving is not difficult. It's avoiding the bad drivers. That's what you have to do. You put the car, the key in the car, you just drive. That's not hard. It's avoiding the bad drivers who don't know how to drive properly. That's what you have to be careful with. Yom Shekulay Toiv, you have over here, Ha'ish Asher Asisi Imoy Hayoim Boyaz Lachin Yizor Bechvoidoy. He's saying over here, there's some very important piece, that when we give tzedakah, just this morning I had an opportunity, after davening, it wasn't a lot, but I gave something. There was a Rebbe came from a yeshiva, or a yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, and I asked for a yeshiva. He spoke beautiful Divrei Torah about the importance of Rosh Chodesh, that is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and I had an opportunity to give a few dollars, give something, to help support a yeshiva and a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I wish I could give him more even. The attitude we should have is, thank you. Thank you for coming from Eretz Yisrael to give me this opportunity to have a schus in Torah's Eretz Yisrael.